You're listening to American Girl Women with Laura Treader and Lindsay Adams-Franca. This is a podcast where two millennial gals gather around the microphone and reminisce on the cultural phenomenon that took our childhood by storm, American Girl dolls. Contrary to what you might think, we aren't just talking about dolls here. We're diving into the high highs and the low lows of getting hooked on American Girl and all the childhood memories that come flooding back. So join us and a few special guests each week as we become American Girl women.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, Lindsay.
I cannot wait to chat today with you. We have such a fun episode ahead.
I know, we really do. And I'm kind of surprised we haven't broken this down yet. I feel like, well, I don't want to give anything away before we start going into it, but I feel like this is a very apt subject we're going to be talking about today, but kind of surprising that we haven't talked about it before. But before we get into our subject for today's episode, I have to update you on my saga of acquiring vintage nightgowns.
Let's hear it. What's been going on?
Okay, so over the weekend, I just was wanting to have like a nice like day of like doing like low key errands, and I decided to go into Goodwill. Now, I go to the Goodwill in Hollywood / Los Feliz in LA. Mm-hmm. And this is like not a top notch Goodwill, I will say. Like, I've been to better ones before. This okay. one does not like tend to like scream like you're gonna find some good shit here. Okay. However, often I do find good stuff there, and it's like either I find it immediately upon like arrival or I find nothing. So I found another vintage nightgown within the first 10 minutes of browsing.
Oh my God. What does it look like?
So it's a bit, it's similar but different from the one I got a few weeks ago. So it's long sleeve, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
Cotton material. Similarly to the one I already got, it is like a very pale pink. I don't know like what the deal is with that. They're almost identical in color. And then, so long sleeve, identical in material too, very cotton. I actually checked to see if it was the same brand because they felt like they could be part of the same brand.
Yeah.
But then it also has like nice little, like it has like some detail on like the fabric here on top with like some buttons that you can like button or unbutton down the front. Really excited to wear it. And I'm excited that it's long sleeve because my other one's short sleeve. So I'm adding some variation to what I have.
Oh my God. Good for you. That sounds really cute. Do you think you could wear it out of the house or is it like a strictly like home nightgown?
The other one, I feel like could be up for debate, honestly.
Yeah.
This one feels more nightgown-like. I think it's maybe because of the sleeves. I think if it were short-sleeved, totally. Because it's not like, it's not giving like old, like, you know, it's not giving like old person like house dress. It is like cuter than that. But it is sort of like feeling very nightgown-y with the long sleeves.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's so fun. What a good purchase.
I know. And I'm excited because I think I'm going to go on like another thrifting trip this weekend with some friends. And you know, I'm going to be on the lookout for more nightgowns. I mean, this one cost $6.
Nice.
So I feel like it's an inexpensive hobby for me to have. And I know I haven't caught up to you even close, but I'm going to try. God.
When you go to Goodwills, what is your strategy for like different areas to shop? Like, do you go straight for the clothing or homewares? Where do you start?
Well, there was a period of time where I was focused on the like homewares / like books / like media section because I had seen that people found American Girl books in those sections.
Right.
But I never have. And now I kind of don't prioritize that at my Goodwill because I don't know that I'm necessarily going to find that there. I'll always look, but I don't start there. So that kind of used to be my vibe. But now I usually start with dresses because I'm specifically looking for the nightgowns at this point. but what about you? Where do you start?
So I love a maxi dress. So I'll always start in the racks that have the long dresses. I go to the nightgowns, peruse a bit. Then I'll probably go to the homeware section. And I haven't been to a Goodwill in a while, but I'm already planning my next birthday, a very Leo thing to do in the winter, but for my next iteration of my yearly birthday dinner, that is usually a pastel pink theme, I really want to get floral plates for it. I think that's like my next iteration. Like a few years ago, like before my birthday, I went a little wild and bought, like, I had to buy new dishes anyway. So it wasn't like a, like, I bought this just for the dinner, but I wanted to get new dishes, and then I just ended up buying 20 of them. But like plates from Anthropologie that were really beautiful, like they're cream colored, very beautiful. We use them every day still. I just have an excessive amount of them to pull out when we host large dinners. But this year, I would love to have floral dinner plates.
I
So
love that.
yeah, that's going to be like my new thing when I go to my next thrift store. But I think like in that order, like dresses, nightwear, home goods, and then probably books and jewelry afterwards.
I love that. And are you thinking like you'll get some like plates that are like, would you like mix and match florals?
Totally.
Love that. That's gonna be so cute.
Totally. Because I'm always trying to think of like how to make it better than the last year. Like, and it's hard because I feel like I spend so much time and effort thinking about my birthday dinners. Like, I'm always so pleased with how they turn out, but I'm like, how could I like build upon this? So that is going to be my next iteration, I think.
I think that that's a great idea. I think that's going to be so cute. And I do think you will find some good options as well that you
Right.
can mix and match. Because I feel like that's the type of thing that I usually do see in the Goodwill homeware
Right?
section. So, or
Totally.
like any thrift store homeware section.
Totally. My friend Ashley, who's been on the podcast, Ashley Dawson, who has a fantastic episode, we always joke about like my future inn that I'm gonna have, that it's gonna be like a full like cottagecore shabby chic inn slash like micro wedding venue slash like girls' weekend like heaven. And we'll just be like, we're buying it for my inn. Like
Honestly, it's an investment for the future. And there you go.
Seriously, seriously. Like, I have glasses from my wedding. This is like a little random, but Ben and I got married 5 years ago almost. And instead of renting glassware, we purchased 160 pink drinking glasses from IKEA. They were super cute, like, went with the vibe. But now I have 160 glasses, and they're just like stored at like in my bedroom, like under my desk at my parents' house. And we brought a bunch for like when we have friends over and drink wine here. Like they're perfect, like wonderful. But like, what do I do with all of these? I'm like hoping for this in one day. I'm like literally just like saving it.
Yeah, you have to use them at the inn. I don't think you should get rid of them. I think karmically, it's good that you have them still because you're like manifesting that that will happen.
Right? I hope so.
No, I think that's the move. I also
Right?
love the idea. I know you guys also did something similar with like candle sticks, didn't you? Like,
Yeah. So for our wedding, we had a lot of brass candlesticks on the tables. Like, I think we had, oh my goodness, I think we had like 200 or 300 of these brass candlesticks. I can't remember the exact number, but we spent so many hours going to Goodwill after Goodwill, like all around Connecticut. My friends were purchasing them for me when they would see them. And then I immediately sold them on Facebook Marketplace after our wedding. Like, I was like,
you're like, I'm done
I don't
with
want
these.
these. Yeah. That I know I c definitely could have saved those, but I don't
A
know,
couple.
a couple. And like in hindsight, I should have just gotten like other candlesticks, like the nightmare headache that caused. Like, I thought they were like pretty common to see in thrift stores, but not the case at all. A good trip would result in like six at a store, and that's not that many. I thought they were just like abundant, like everywhere would have these brass candlesticks. No, au contraire, it was like such an effort to collect all of them.
Wow, I can imagine, but I know it looked really good, so I feel like it was worth it.
Yeah, it was worth it in the
Yeah,
end. And it was a fun little activity.
there you go.
Right? Well, I'm so excited to chat today, Laura. We are going back to the roots of American Girl women and look at the catalog and rank things.
My favorite thing to do.
Honestly, like looking at this catalog just brings so much joy. And then like pinning the outfits against each other brings me even more joy. I think for
Yes.
those like just tuning into American Girl women who might not know our origin story, we shared a bit more about it probably like a month or so ago when we had our second anniversary. But Laura and I started our American Girl conversations together on Zoom during the pandemic, unrecorded. But we were just meeting every week to talk about the catalog. And we looked at everything in such extreme detail and went through the catalog 3 times within 4 months. And after the first time looked at the catalog, the second time we went through it, we ranked the outfits against each other. So it was really fun coming up with like the ultimate outfit in the entire like catalog together.
Yes.
And it's really fun to just kind of look at each girl's historic collection and stories to kind of pinpoint who had the best outfit. And Laura, what are we looking at today?
So we're going to be looking at the winter jackets specifically of our historical American girls. And I want to say that I feel like this is, at least to me, maybe an area of the catalog that gets not like thrown away more easily than some of the other ones, but there's something very utilitarian about like the winter jacket stories because they're not like they're really based on like true function and not maybe as like pretty as like the birthday looks or the meet outfits or the Christmas looks. They are truly here to serve a purpose. And I think that it's great that we're going to go over them because there's actually quite a lot to love about some of these jackets.
Totally. And I think too, it's interesting because like these are just coats and winter accessories. Like you're not getting like a totally new dress with these outfits. Like you're just getting the jacket itself or whatever the garment might be, like
Cape,
the
perhaps.
cape. Seriously. And I feel like growing up, I skipped over these pages.
Yeah, I definitely didn't, spend a lot of time on them. Just because, again, like, if you think about, like, if you're a kid and you only have, like, so many things that you can ask for, maybe this isn't, like, at the very top of your list as opposed to, like, a birthday outfit or something like that.
Right, 100%. Yeah, because it's like looking at some of the accessories on the page, like even Felicity's travel trunk, it's this beautiful, like forest green. It almost looks like it might be maybe velvet. I don't know. I don't know what it's made of, but it is stunning. And I never even like considered it. Like seeing this feels like I'm seeing it for not the first time because I've looked at this page so many times in recent years, but I don't remember this growing up. And it is so beautiful.
I know. Well, so let's just get right into Felicity because she does have quite a bit going on here on her page. So, Lindsay, do you want to? You talked a little bit about the trunk, which is part of her winter accessories, but what else does she come with for this winter ensemble?
Totally. So I think it's important to also share that in the catalog, they have Felicity wearing her blue gown. That's part of her Christmas story. So what she's wearing over it, I think matters in the context of her wearing her gown. So for her winter look, she has a bright red cloak. It is called the Cardinal Cloak, and in the way that they have it styled in the catalog is just this beautiful like red fabric draping down, and her hood is up. So it has a little bow tie at her neck, and she is keeping warm with that hood. And there's also a few accessories that you could purchase as well to complete this look, like her muff, mitts, and pattens, which her muff is so cute. It's like this eggshell white satin with, it kind of looks like little berries, maybe little blueberry decor on it. I don't know what those are, but it's really adorable, and it has a blue ribbon on it that kind of matches her overall vibe with her Christmas outfit. And it also has leather mitts along with it, which I don't even know if I see this in the photo. Is
I
that
guess
what it's
it's
like?
like in her left hand that's holding the lantern.
Oh my God. Yep, that's exactly what it is. It kind of looks like,
A cast.
yeah, it kind of looks like a leather cast, maybe like an arm warmer, instead of like a
Yeah.
leg warmer, it's like an arm
A
warmer, like
fingerless
a fingerless
glove.
glove, completely fingerless, like kind of like a handless glove. Like it just kind of,
Honestly, covers the
it
middle.
like,
You just put
oh
the
my God.
thumb and then all the fingers kind of are
Right.
free.
Perfect for texting. And then she has pattens, which I think kind of look like little snowshoes kind of vibe. Like they're wooden. I'm trying to even figure out how to describe this. They're like little wooden platforms that tie onto her shoes. So it kind of looks like an ice skate without the skate. And instead of the skate, it is a circle. So she's like elevated off of the ground. I don't know if that even makes sense. Those listening, we will also put this on our Instagram so you know exactly what we're referring to. But she's ready for the cold weather with this. Kind of. Actually, no, she's not. This cape is not keeping her warm.
No, actually, which it's interesting because this cape is definitely not keeping her warm, but also, like, she's from Virginia, so maybe she doesn't like experience the cold in the same way like some of us do. But also, then does she need the pattens to like keep her feet off the ground? Because I'm assuming that is somewhat related to snow. And I don't know, I just feel like there's things here that are at odds with each other, but maybe it's just me.
Yeah, I'm a little baffled, but she looks chic as hell. Like I
She
love
does.
this.
No
I
notes
love
on the
it.
aesthetic.
She looks really cute. And speaking of nightgowns, her little undergarments that you could also purchase are so adorable. Not exactly a nightgown, but I feel like in that realm, we're
Totally.
seeing. I would have loved to have that.
The thing about the undergarments, because I think there's a couple other dolls that have them too, that ones that are like of more of a farther back period. Like I think Samantha maybe has something in that vein, maybe Addie as well. But what gets me about the undergarments, and I love them so much, but I'm just like, but why didn't she come with undergarments? Like, it's sort of like if she needs the undergarments so badly, then like why doesn't she have them from the jump, you know?
Very valid question to ask. I don't know.
Clearly she doesn't need them, but actually, you know, if anybody listening had any of the undergarments, but specifically Felicity's, did you have her wear them just like as is, like as like a fun little like transitionary activity of wearing her underwear, or did you ever actually put her dress over the undergarments like as it's meant to be, and did that impact the way the dress looked at all? That's what I'd like to know.
That's a really good question. And Laura, you saying this reminded me that Felicity actually came with like an underdress with her meet outfit. And I had a vague memory of this. And then I just flipped to her page and it says that it comes with a simple shift. And this is her meet outfit. This isn't like the accessories or anything. She came with something. I like vaguely remember like a little white dress.
I think that Samantha came with like not a like undergarment in that sense, but she came with like bloomers or something
Cute.
in the way of underwear. I think I don't 100% remember, but I feel like she had something going on.
Okay.
Some kind of
Interesting.
like
I love it.
pantalette thing. Yeah.
Adorable. Overall, I love this look. I'm excited. I feel like this is a top contender for me off the bat. It is,
Agreed.
I don't know how practical it is. It actually might be like kind of fine if she's in Virginia, but overall, she looks fantastic.
I agree. I think this is a very, very strong start.
Now let's go to Josefina.
This is so perfect because I feel like you are speaking to Felicity, who you know very well. That's your American girl. And I'm going to speak to Josefina, who I know and love very well.
Yes.
So Josefina's winter outfit always captivated me, but again, like similar to what we were saying at the top, like maybe not necessarily like fun enough to get me to want to have this because I had quite a few outfits for Josefina, but she's wearing a serape and hat. And according to the description here, New Mexican winters could be very cold. And that is something that's surprising to me. I
Ooh,
would have
that
assumed
is.
that there was no weather in New Mexico except for hot. And so it's sort of like, I would say, like kind of poncho-like. I don't want to like misname it, but it's like very like blanket like. It has a really nice like kind of like rust orange color with a cute design, and then it has like a white fringe on the outside. And then she also is wearing a hat that is just a black wide-brimmed hat, but I love this hat. I think that the hat is actually like pulling the look together. I feel like if she
Totally.
did not have the hat, I wouldn't love this as much. It's looking really, really good. She also has, similarly to Felicity, some like, I wouldn't describe it as like undergarments, maybe, but they're calling it her winter wear. And it's basically thick socks and an extra petticoat to wear under her skirt. So a lot of Josefina's outfits are just skirts with shirts tucked in, and so this would be like extra to go under the skirt. And then there's a leather pouch that goes around her neck that's almost kind of like a purse. So she's got sort of like her winter poncho, hat, her extra socks and petticoat, and then like her little purse.
I love this. She looks
I
really
love it
cozy
too.
and warm, and that hat really is completing the look really well.
She does look really cozy and warm, and there's something like so Western about this look. Like it's really giving Southwest vibes to a T. So
For
I
sure.
really love how it all came together.
I fully agree with that. Oof, I love it. Let's get into Kirsten now.
All righty.
Oh my God. This to me is just like impeccable. Like,
This is the peak. This
honestly,
is the
like,
peak.
imagine dressing like Kirsten in the wintertime. She looks impeccable. So, for those listening in right now, Kirsten has a black and white button-up sweater with kind of like a checkerboard pattern, and it has a, I would say, coordinating, not like completely matching, but like a very coordinating, complementing black skirt, which has a green and red ribbon around the hem, and a hat that matches the sweater. So again, like this black and white checkerboard with a black pom-pom at the top. This is just like peak winter vibes for me. Like, she looks incredible.
She does. This is exactly why I feel like these outfits maybe get overlooked because when we're comparing, her winter story next to her summer story on the previous page, like, yes, I'm gravitating to the summer story, but when I'm comparing apples to apples with winter outfits, like this one just stands out so strongly to me as a major iconic moment for her.
Oh my God, I love it so much. And she has a lot of fun accessories too that you could also get. Wait a second. Oh my God. Oh my God. Like, this is all kind of like pieced together now that I'm like really reading this. So you have to purchase the sweater, the hat, and the mittens separately from the skirt and the blouse.
Which is so
Interesting.
ridiculous because the sweater, the hat, and the mittens is the whole outfit. Like I if you put a like if you put me like on a lie detector test and was like, what does the skirt look like for this outfit? I never would have been able to remember. But the fact that these are separate and the fact that it's like, okay, you have to buy the skirt and blouse, but we don't even see the blouse.
That's crazy.
Like does anybody know what this blouse looks like?
Seriously, like from the description, it says the white blouse has full peasant sleeves and a button at the keyhole opening of the neckline. That's it. That's all they're giving us. Huh.
Interesting. All right.
Okay, that's really interesting. So basically, you need to get the skirt and then separately the sweater, hat, mitten combo to really complete her look here. Okay. And then she also has her own like flannel underwear set with a chemise and petticoat, Also a really cute look. Like it shows her
Yes.
like teeny tiny Kirsten here. This is a great outfit. I love it. I think this is like the most wearable like outfit. Like the little underwear outfit we've seen so far. Super cute.
Yes. Yeah. And I do like it's got like some cute little gray socks too, which are
Right?
I'm enjoying as well. And I also think it's like very cool that she come well, I also think it's very cool that there's the snowshoe element because that
Yep.
just screams winter.
Seriously. Have you ever snowshoed before?
I haven't. No, have you?
No, I haven't either. I was,
Interesting.
yeah, like I've always been curious about it, like from Kirsten. I think it'd be
Yes.
fun.
I think it would be too. I also am just kind of like, why? But I think it would be fun.
Fair. Is snowshoeing an activity or is it just like how to walk on the snow?
I think it's kind of an activity because I think that the activity is like if you have like a blanket covering of snow and you like go on like a little walk, like you want to be able to do that easily. So you do the snowshoes. Because like what I'm imagining it works like is that because they're like so big that like if you weren't wearing a snowshoe, like your leg would just like go into the snow and like you'd get like your
Right.
ankles wet. But since you're putting like that flat surface down that's like bigger than the surface area of your foot, it kind of like maybe keeps your like legs and stuff from getting wet,
Yeah.
or like your ankles, or like maybe even like your shoes to a certain extent are protected.
Yeah, I would think it's more of like a hobby than like a necessity, but like reading the description is when Kirsten worked the trap line with Lars, she would strap on her snowshoes and walk for miles on the top of the snow. I know Kirsten didn't have that much fun, but like that just seems like work.
Oh, so maybe the snowshoes, like there's something about like the way they're designed where like they don't sink into the snow at all. We'll have to look it up.
We'll look
People,
it up.
currently someone in their car right now is like screaming at us being like, this is not what
Right. Seriously, someone in
snowshoeing
like North Dakota or
is
Maine
at all.
is just like, what are these girls talking about? But let's flip over to Addie's winter look.
Yes, let's flip over indeed. Addie's, this page is like to me, and maybe it's just because she's got like a couple of bigger accessories here, full of stuff.
Yeah, she's having fun.
So Addie has a forest green, wool trimmed with plaid flannel at the cuffs, and it's got some shiny black buttons. So this coat is really, really pretty. It's like a gorgeous green color. It's got some trim detail that's really nice. And she also has a hat that they're calling a derby, and I guess it is kind of a derby,
Cute.
with mittens and knee warmers. So her mittens and knee warmers are both kind of like a plum color, super cute. And she also has some what they're just calling undies. It's weird to see like what they call like the undergarments on different
Right.
pages, but
Addie's undies.
Addie's undies, and it really does not sell you on them. It says getting dressed was quite a chore with underwear as elaborate as Addie's. Help her into the hooped skirt called a crinoline that gives her dresses their fashionable flair, then add a white chemise and a ruffled red plaid petticoat for even more fullness. So again, similar to Felicity's, this is like very much showing you like what traditional levels of undergarments would have been for the time period. And it makes me beg the question, like, obviously these aren't necessary for the doll to have to evoke that time period in their other outfits, but I'd love to know if anybody tried this on with her dresses over it, because I mean,
Right.
this literally has like a hoop skirt.
Oh my God, it's beautiful. Like this is an outfit in itself with this red petticoat.
Yes. Yeah, this is definitely giving like very like it truly is exactly what I think of when I think of like the 1860s, like really big hoop skirt. Overall, I love so many of Addie's things, but for some reason, I've never felt very strongly about this.
Yeah, I don't know if this is like a top look for me. I think it's really beautiful. And like looking at it now, I feel like I have more of an appreciation to it. I feel like we need to rank the jackets and then we also have to rank the undergarments.
I think it's sounding that way. Yeah, so I think yes, because I actually prefer her undergarments to this jacket situation, but it's still cute. It's just like by comparison, maybe not my favorite.
Fully agreed. All right,
All
let's go
right.
to Samantha now. Oh my God.
Oh God.
I feel like we may need to take Samantha's out of the running of the ranking. I feel like Samantha's just like the obvious best here, unless you feel differently. I don't want to take the words out of your mouth, but like this look is just so perfect
I think
that.
you're right, Lindsay, and it's on multiple levels too, because like her
Right.
undergarments are also really
Oh
cute.
my God. Seriously, we'll be like, all right, it's a given that Samantha is the top, but like, where does everyone else rank? Because, oh my goodness. So Samantha has her plaid cape, and it's a black watch plaid, and it is trimmed with a navy braid, and it ties with a little silk cord. And to me, like, there's so much detail on this, but it's quite hard to tell in the catalog. I don't know if it was like printing techniques and technology at the time, but like seeing this in person or seeing it like on Instagram of people like taking photos of it is very different than the catalog, which is still like beautiful and impeccable, but like the plaid is not coming across to me as much like seeing it in the catalog.
I agree. I actually did have this for Samantha along
Ooh.
with some of the other things that you're gonna describe, but I actually had her wear this quite a bit, I feel like, and this was very easy to put over any of her outfits. I can't quite tell what she's wearing it over in this picture, but I absolutely loved having this, and it felt it also, because we always, I think, talk about how Samantha is kind of like a callback to like peak 80s 90s like Victorian era like Renaissance style, where like all of our moms were like dressing us kind of similarly to Samantha because that was the fashion. And I feel like this goes right along with that theory, like that my mom would have loved for me to wear like a cape like this.
Oh my God. I wish my mom did. Well, we're gonna have a mom episode soon, so we'll hear their hot takes, but
Yeah,
oh
let
my
make her give an
God.
explanation for why not.
Seriously. Oh my God. But like the white fur muff and hat are just so stunning. So I love the catalog description that says nothing could be prettier or cozier for a young Victorian lady. I think these just make the outfit just so perfect.
I agree. I feel like the cape itself is wonderful, but it would not be what it is without these accessories.
Totally. This look is just so gorgeous. And on Samantha's little undergarment section, she has her lacy whites, which is such a cute name. And this contains an underwaist, which looks like a little like sleeveless tank, but it has kind of like a lace trim around the collar with a pink ribbon like tied throughout. And then there's a little like lace detail as well, like along the sleeve line. And it has a full petticoat that matches. So again, it's white and it has a little pink ribbon throughout like the lacy details on the bottom. And it also comes with little garters and stockings as well. So it is, this is peak coquette here. Like, this is such a cute little outfit in itself.
It's so cute, but what I think is like so hilarious about this is that the description says Samantha's underthings are just too pretty to hide under her dresses. I'm like, what?
Oh
Like,
my God, that is funny.
it's just like a weird way to say it, but I think you're 100% right about this. It's too great. We can't, it would be a shame to include it in the running at the detriment of somebody else getting the recognition they deserve. Somebody
Totally.
like our girl Molly, whose winter story actually like it does not give winter to me, especially because like I'm pretty sure Molly is from the Midwest. She's from Illinois. And Wouldn't it be freaking cold as fuck, like during the winter? Like,
Oh, 100%.
I would
Like,
think that she would have something way more interesting to wear than this.
right. Like, why is she just wearing a raincoat?
Yeah, now that's not to say like this is a really cute outfit. She's wearing a rain slicker and matching hat that are kind of like a yellow raincoat material. And then she also has some red galoshes.
That's a cute word.
Yeah, perfect for puddle jumping are these bright red vinyl boots. Oh, that zip up the side and big red umbrella that opens wide. So they are boots, but I don't know, they're calling them galoshes. And the red and yellow together are, quite a sight to behold, but very on brand for Molly. It's a very cute look. And the umbrella is really adorable as well. So, no issues here, just not feeling like it's very wintry. And then Molly also got undies instead of a fancy term for her undergarments. But she just has a cotton knit undershirt and I can't even say the word panties, but there. A ruffled slip and a pair of red and white argyle knee socks, which I actually think is really, really cute, the knee socks.
Those are cute.
And then she gets some bobby pins as well to set her hair in her two braids. So I love the vision of all the underwear items together. It looks really cute. And the winter coat is cute too. It's just, maybe not exactly what we think of when we think of winter.
Right. And it's interesting too to see Molly without her glasses in this little picture.
Oh,
Like
in
it's
the underwear
in the
picture.
underwear picture, it's always a little jarring. But yeah, this is like a cute, this is a cute set. And what also really draws my eye is the winter activities, which I don't know, I'm feeling like a little bad for Molly. Her winter activities include a little bottle of ear drops and tissues.
Wait,
Like
I didn't
what?
even realize that. That is so funny. Oh my God.
Right?
Eardrops and tissues. Tissues that, like, am I really like paying for tissues?
Right? Like give her
And an
something fun. An
alarm clock. Don't forget that.
alarm clock, a poster, paper dolls, which are cute, but the description says being sick with a fever and an earache was no fun for Molly. Give her pretend eardrops 3 times a day and keep tissues nearby to wipe her runny nose.
God.
Oh, Molly. Oh,
That makes
no.
me feel sad for her, but I mean, I love that they were like trying to make it like authentic to like whatever happens in the book, I'm assuming. I haven't read this
Yeah.
book in quite a while, but yeah, it just seems a little bit of a bummer.
Right? Like, no wonder why she got sick. She wasn't dressed appropriately. Ugh.
Exactly. Well, Lindsay, shall we get to ranking the undergarments first?
Yes. I think I have my final thoughts on undergarments.
Okay, I think I do too.
Obviously, Samantha's first. So, the
Just
second
get that out of
first place,
the way.
right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Addie.
Okay, I was gonna say Kirsten.
Kirsten was a very close second for me.
And I will say Addie was a pretty much my number two, I think I would say.
Felicity is next for me.
Felicity is next for me as well.
Super cute. Then Molly.
Okay, then I put Josefina.
I feel like the Josefina page that we're looking at didn't really help. Like, we didn't see her in the outfit. We only saw the skirt. So, for that reason, I'm ranking it last. I'm sure it's really cute, though.
It doesn't have any kind of top, which is kind of a bummer. Maybe
Yeah.
I'll change my answer, actually. I'm switching them.
All
So
right.
Molly next, and then Josefina.
I feel like we're very much on the same page.
Yeah, it's really just like Kirsten and Addie's are so cute, so it's like hard to pick. And
Totally.
Addie's, I will say, like Addie's are really fun. I love the simplicity of Kirsten's as well.
Yes.
It's just both winners all around.
Totally. All right. Where are you placing the best or second best
Okay,
winter
so yeah,
outfit?
obviously, like we know Samantha's is the best. I'm gonna go ahead and say my next favorite is Kirsten.
Same.
It's so good. It really, like, I think more than any of the other ones is telling a story with the way it looks. Like, it's just so cohesive.
Totally. I love it.
Who do you have following her?
I would say Felicity.
Same.
I love that cape. You know, I think we started off really strong, and this is just such a look. I love it.
Same. The only reason why this isn't my first place is just because, like, it is just a cape for the most part, and I love, like, the amount of stuff going into Kirsten's, but for what Felicity's is, it's doing a lot with just that cape. So I appreciate that.
Fair. Next, I would rank Addie.
Okay, so for me, next, I have Josefina.
I would do Josefina next.
Okay, that makes sense. I would do Addie next, I think. It's just, there's something about Addie's that's just like, I feel like it's not her fault. Like, there just could have been more.
Yep, totally. I get that. Are we putting Molly last?
Okay, the reason why I'm putting her last is because I feel like a lot of things with Molly's collection in general, including her winter outfit, just like, I don't know, like, it's not like escapism enough for me. Like, I don't really feel like there's anything like that historical about it, even though obviously it fully is like relevant to her time period and it doesn't look out of context at all. But like, what I liked as a kid and what I think I still like about the other ones is that I felt very like transported.
I fully align with that. Like, there was no glamour. There's no
Yeah.
glamour with galoshes.
Right, like there's no story there.
Yeah, I fully align with that. And she looks cute. Like, for what it is, it's adorable, but like, it's hard to compare Molly's rain slicker with a Kirsten or Felicity. Like, it's just really, I don't know. It's hard to see them like side by side. And yeah, like I want that like touch of like opulence with my American Girl dolls.
Right. And it doesn't even necessarily like need to be opulence because I think that like Kirsten's is not necessarily opulent. I would say like Kirsten's making a case for cohesiveness.
I would say there's still like glamour to Kirsten's in her own way and kind of like a sporty chic like ski weekend. I feel
Yes.
like it's just really lacking with Molly on this one. And Molly has great outfits. I love her meet outfit. I love her school outfit. Super cute, but sorry to all the Mollies out there.
No, I know. It's a miss for me as well, so I agree.
Yeah. And the fact that Molly has a Miss Victory costume, like that definitely like amps up the points for her in another way. In
Agreed.
another ranking.
Agreed. It's not a knock on Molly overall, but this was a miss.
Totally. Oh my goodness, Laura, this was so much fun. I absolutely love ranking things with you.
Likewise, this was the best. I really enjoyed it. I'm so glad we did this. And I'm really glad that we did it specifically because I think a lot of these winter outfits go a little bit unsung. And hopefully, you enjoy looking through our Instagram so you can follow along with the outfits we were looking at. And, as always, feel free to tell us what you think about the outfits. Did we get it wrong? Did we get it right? Let us know. But with that, we'll just say thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to American Girl Women. For more AG Women content, follow us on IG at American Girl Women or send us your American Girl stories via AmericanGirlWomen@gmail.com. We might just read them on the pod. If you like this podcast, tell your friends and rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.